Good morning and welcome to the kickoff edition of Coach's Corner. I'm Steve Mowry with the Wausau Rams head football coach Bill Patterson. And Coach Pat, it seems like it's been a long time since you and I have talked, but tonight it's the big game against North County rival Broken Arrow Tigers. Always a big ball game and some new faces to this Wausau Ram ball club this year.
It's a pretty exciting time of the year, Steve. You know, first football game of the year across the state of Oklahoma. Everybody's excited to get started. We're no different than anyone else. Opening up with a traditional first game opponent here with Broken Arrow. And it looks like this will be the last year for a while that we'll open with them. We'll still continue to play them. But this is one that we all look forward to, and I know they do as well. And I think it's going to be a good football game against two teams that have high aspirations this year.
And Coach, you got a lot of new names on the offense and defensive side, some big losses, some kids to graduation, and something you don't talk about very often, but in this game, you've got two D1 left tackles that are pretty good ball players. It's unique to start out talking about these two guys.
Well, you know, we've got Brandon Scott, who's an outstanding football player for us, and then they've got Rowdy
Frederick
for them, and Rowdy's committed to Tulsa, and Brandon has not made his decision yet, but both of them are, you know, they'll fill up a doorway, and they're both good football players and anchor their respective offensive lines, and there'll be a lot of other talented football players out there on the field tonight on both sides, and two excellent kickers. They've got a great kicker. We've got, we feel, one of the better kickers in the area in Landon Sailing. And, you know, I told our kids, we've talked about in our coaches' meetings this week, the first game is generally decided by mistakes. Whoever makes the fewest is probably going to win the football game, and oftentimes those come down to special teams, the kicking game, because, you know, you've gone full speed with your offense and defense against other people prior to this, but you haven't kicked and covered full speed against other people. So it's a whole new set of circumstances. The timing on making your blocks on a return teams is going to be brand new. Coverage, staying in your lane. There's going to be some mistakes made, and hopefully we've worked hard enough on our special teams. We'll keep those to a minimum and not make a glaring error that's going to result in great field position or a scoring opportunity for BA.
And a different look on offense a little bit with Troy Hudson stepping into the quarterback slot, a guy who's can beat you with his arm and can also run with the ball. And you've got an excellent receiving core, so a lot of options for him as well as in the running game.
We have some talented athletes on offense. Last week in our half game against Bentonville, I was kind of disappointed in the way that we executed. We had some missed opportunities through drop passes, and we had a couple turnovers that were unnecessary. And I think we'll get those behind us. But you know, offensively, you know, it all starts for us just like anybody else. We've got to be able to run the football. Our receivers are very involved in our running game. We have a lot of triple option stuff that we do with Troy, where he has the option to hand it off, keep it, or throw the ball to the outside receiver. So I think he's going to be an outstanding quarterback for us. The only thing he lacks, and I've been saying this all summer, is game experience. And he'll certainly start getting that tonight. We've got to break in a couple new faces up front in our offensive line. We lost our center in a scrimmage, Andrew Wilson, to an injury, and Connor McAllister is going to step in and do a great job for him. But there'll be a lot of guys experiencing their first varsity test, and it'll be in front of a big crowd, so it'll be an electric atmosphere, and I think our kids are going to be ready to play.
And, Coach, you look on the defensive side as well. You and I have seen this program grow over the years. But the ball clubs in the last two or three years, and especially this year, team speed doesn't seem to be as big of a problem for the Rams as maybe it has been in years gone by. And you look at this defensive side, especially on the corners and at the safeties, still some youth, but some very athletic football players.
Yeah, we've got we don't have a senior in secondary. We've got two junior corners. Avery Rothrock is going to make his first start at field corner, and boy, he's worked hard. He's put in a lot of time on his own, studied a lot of film on his own, spent a lot of time in Coach Gray's office picking his brain, and he's won that position. Anthony Leviathan on the boundary side, he started every game last year. He's going to be an outstanding player. And then we've got the two young safeties, Wayne Jones and Josh Proctor, They've got a lot of potential. They've got a lot of promise, and they've played well. But they're sophomores, and they're still prone to make first-time mistakes, especially in as far as the running game. Everybody thinks you get a kid in the secondary, but especially at safety, their mistakes oftentimes come in defending the run as opposed to the pass. They've got to be very involved in our run fits up front against a single back offense like BA will run, and BA's got an outstanding running back in Jamal Shaw, so we've got to keep those types of things to a minimum. But I know that Wayne and Josh are going to be very excited. They've worked extremely hard for this opportunity, and I think they're going to be great players for us.
Should be a great matchup tonight between two Tulsa County ball clubs, Broken Arrow to Owosso, 7:30 start time. Be sure and catch us right here on KYFM 100.1. Coach, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Steve.